For the Drug Truth Network, this is an editorial. Circle the wagons. 90 years ago, our leaders told us to circle the wagons. Barbarians are ambushing our children. Dutifully, we created a civilization, cloaked in fear, awaiting the dread onslaught. The death, disease, and destruction created within this loop of security have been ignored because we've been told that to change our focus might allow our barriers to be broached. Those who claim to protect us, to care for us, and to lead us towards victory are in fact, if not with intent, party to the attack on our society, and whether through ignorance or collusion, in league with the drug traffickers. It does not take a scientist or a scholar, no need for professors and doctors to tell us the glaring, open, and so very obvious truth. The prohibition of drugs is a lousy, rotten, miserable failure with no redeeming social value whatsoever. We've been duped. Faulty testing leads to faulty reporting, faulty laws, and the arrest of 1.6 million nonviolent Americans every year. There is not one scientific fact that can justify 90 years of drug war. More people die from aspirin and Tylenol than do from all illegal drugs combined, even though these black market drugs are made by medical school dropouts and our children. There is no moral clarity that justifies the prohibition of drugs. In all manner of justice, we judge our fellow man by their actions, not their possessions, except in the case of drugs. For more than a lifetime, we have escalated this war on drugs to save the life of a child somewhere, little Johnny, who will never be offered a joint or a hit of speed if only we arrest Johnny's cousin and his sister-in-law. $1 trillion has been poured into the crapper. Tens of millions of nonviolent U.S. citizens have been arrested. 50+ millions of man-years have been sacrificed to our prison-industrial complex in the name of drugs. And millions of families have sacrificed enormously or been utterly destroyed so that we might protect little Johnny. Because of drug prohibition, little Johnny can get whatever he wants with a phone call or two. Drugs are cheaper, purer, and more available than ever before. The blame for this perpetual fiasco lies with those still calling for a circling of the wagons. It's time to move on. Pick up the phone. Call your congressman. 1-800-839-5276. It's toll free. 1-800-839-5276. Reach them on the net at www.house.gov or at www.senate.gov. It's easy, it's refreshing, it's the right thing to do. Do it for your little Johnny. Our guest next week on Cultural Baggage, Dr. Rick Doblin, president of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Study. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.